way, which would be singing from the same hymn book or reading from the same book. Well done. Ah, Nick and Wes Mifflin gave a clue earlier that I did not get. This would be for something that serves as a perfect representation, a perfect representation of something would be this. So we've got a few out. Something you do the night before a big test. And somebody who knows all the solutions, all the various ways of getting something accomplished. Ty mentions one. Go really fast. And he was wondering about the etymology behind that, too. To go really fast, that would be booking. You know, we're really booking, or let's book. And I don't know the etymology behind that. That's interesting, the origin. 412-200-5975. This has been a lot of fun, and Ricky was the one who came up with this game today, so thank you. If it hadn't been fun, I would say I did it, but Ricky did come up with it. And perfect illustration or perfect representation, that is a textbook example. Thank you, Alain. And Alan knows that the night before a big test, you might hit the books. And somebody that knows how to do just about anything, I'll give you the answer to that in a moment. John and Marjorie in Harrisville, good morning, said artist who recorded green onions. Most people call them scallions. No, the artist who recorded green onions. I'll give you the answer to both of those in just a moment.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Jim and Craft in the Heights just gave a clue of web browser shortcut. That's a great clue. That would be a bookmark. And John and Marjorie in Harrisville, the artist behind Green Onions is Booker T and the MGs. And to the person that knows every way of doing something, that's somebody who knows every trick in the book. Thanks for playing along with us this morning. Stick around. We have some students that are going to share some monologues with us as part of the Shakespeare Monologue and Scene Contest. Plus, from Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania, three high school seniors will talk about their work. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org. /radio.
We've now reached the audience participation portion of our album. This is an old sing-along song, and what we'd like for you to do is to listen to the chorus of this song and then sing along with us. We'll go through it once, and then we want you all to sing along. A sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem in downtown Persia. He took a sip of coffee, just a drip, and he said to his servant, "Curse ya! Ah, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya! That's the worst cup of coffee in Persia. Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea."
You got it? Well, join right in.
In days of old, when nice and men were bold and whiskey was much cheaper, Ben Turpin rode to a coffee shop and showed his pistols to the keeper. He said, "Stand and deliver! Can't you see that I'm all a quiver? Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea." When Bonaparte found that he was in the cart and he lost that Waterloo fight, he gave his sword to Wellington, my lord, and he said, "Those bitches can't have that. Now you've had your Waterloo, say, tell me what am I having with you, say? Kiss. A little man to see baby give a kiff, it may be a baby give a kiff, it pit. And maybe if men dance pretty, when a baby give a baby give a pit. And give a piff, sing tin, give a piff, the end of your step name. If you can't tell a baby give a kiff, and a baby give a kiff, you better hear the kiff a tin." Well, we didn't exactly expect you to sing along with that last part since it was in French. This is your last chance, however. It is the People Magazine version of this song, and it goes like this. Now King Solomon and his queen would carry on, so we heard in the ancient scandals. He bought her lots of silver coffee pots with diamond legs and handles. And said the queen of Sheba, "I'd rather have any old Teba. Cause everybody, all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea."
Trout fishing in America. Did what I want is a proper cup of coffee. Boy, there are a lot of people out here. I think they can all hear. It's like a paparazzi out there in the Youth Media Center. And why are they all assembled? They're all assembled because we have 5 students that are all participants in the Pittsburgh Public Theater Shakespeare Monologue and Scene Contest. and you'll get a chance to meet each of them and hear some scenes from their work. They're all award winners from this program, and it will be wonderful to share their work with you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Assemble, a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education based in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Pittsburgh Public Theater has had a Shakespeare monologue and scene contest program for some time, and we're honored today to have five students representing the program. Three of them have a scene they're going to do together, and then two of them are each going to do a scene, so you're going to hear three different scenes. But first, we're simply going to meet everybody who is here so you get a chance to understand who's here as you're listening on the radio. And I'm going to ask each of our students to introduce yourself, say how old you are, the community that you live in, and anything else you'd like to say about yourself. And if you have any shout outs, you can do that too. It's just to introduce yourself, and we're going to start right here.
Hi, my name is Odessa. I'm 9 years old. I live in Observatory Hill, and I'm just going to give a shout-out to everybody who's supported me through the years.
Nice to meet you, and you can just move that microphone right over. Perfect. I wonder who we're about to meet here.
Okay, my name is Daphne, and I'm 9 years old. I live in Elysian Street, close to Fifth Ave, and I want to give a shout out to literally all my friends, here or not here. Yeah.
Perfect. And you live in the Point Breeze area,
yeah.
It sounds like, based on where you are. Who do we have next?
My name is Elsa, and I live in Friendship. I am 10 years old, and I have a shout-out for everybody who's come here, and yeah.
And who's next?
Hello, my name is Leo. I live in the Pine Richland area, and I have a shout-out to all my teachers and all my friends who's helped me through this.
Nice to meet you. And then, who do we have here?
My name is William, and I am 11 years old. I live in the Hazelwood area.
Nice. Go ahead.
No.
You had some shout-outs?
Everyone who supported me through the years.
Wonderful. Now, who can tell me what this contest is all about and what you have to do to prepare for it? I saw Odessa raised her hand right away, and then we'll go over to Will. Go ahead, Odessa.
So what I think this competition is really about is understanding language of Shakespeare, and what you had to do was choose one scene or monologue and perform it in front of, like, three judges. So it's just a kind of a theater thing, so you get used to doing this.
I think it's mostly about just having fun.
What helped me through this is just repetition. I did it, like, so many times.
Yeah, like anything you do, it takes a lot of practice. Any other observations about the contest?
Well, I think it's really about just, like, having fun and just, well, feeling like you can do something if you want to do something new and trying something out.
Daphne, did you want to add something? We can put that mic right in between you two and you can lean up when it's your turn.
I think this contest is really about trying to express yourself in Shakespeare and acting and all about that theater stuff.
Very good. Now, Daphne said the... No, Odessa said the language of Shakespeare when we started. Can anybody talk a little bit about what that means to sort of get more familiar with the language of Shakespeare? Yes, go ahead.
It's kind of like just, it's a little bit like, just like understanding, because like it isn't just like going up and saying your lines. It's actually understanding where that actual, like if you're doing a scene or a monologue, like where that comes from and like just learning about it.
And then Will and then Leo. Will?
So mostly it's just like trying to understand the words.
And some words that you probably wouldn't ordinarily use in conversation.
Yeah. Like you said, it's not like modern English. It was like old English, like back in his time. So they have different words and like more complicated words, I guess.
Can you think of any words that were like that?
Me?
Go ahead, either of you.
It's been one of my lines. Was it perturbation, I think?
Perturbation.
I call it perturbation because I just say things fast and it sounds like that. And I had never heard of anything like that before this competition. And I was like, what the heck is what is happening over here?
Leo, is there a word you remember?
Yeah, it was like it was remembered, and it didn't have like the like because now it's remembered, but it back then it said remembered, so like it was remembered, and then with an apostrophe and then a D.
Yeah, like at the end there was no E where there should have been one.
Mm-hmm.
Now a couple of you said fun. What makes this fun?
What makes it fun is that you get to do it with, like, all of your friends, and it can really, you can have a chance to step up and, like, do something different.
I'm a very competitive person, so this is, like, for something where you can compete, and also you can do it fun, you can have fun with your friends while you do it.
Well, it can be, like, having fun and just, like, trying something new, like a lot of people have said already, but it's, like... It's just, like, fun to just try something out because it might just turn out to be something that you really enjoy doing, and it's just fun.
I like sounding like an old person.
That's the character you play. You sound like an old person.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear. And Daphne's going to add something.
I'm the doctor, and I guess, like, I have to act like it's kind of fun, like, acting out their, like, your character's feeling, because I'm the doctor, and I'm like, so what are you telling me? And then suddenly, Lady Macbeth comes through. What is she doing? Oh, my God.
I can't wait to hear your scenes. We'll talk a little bit, but now we're going to turn to your scenes. And I think what we'll do is have Will, would you like to go first? And then we'll have the trio go second, and then we'll have Leo finish up. Sound okay? So, Will, tell us what we need to know about the monologue you're going to share, and then we're going to focus on you.
Okay. So, my monologue is when Benedict just heard that Beatrice loves him. So, he's like, wait, this does not sound right.
And what is the play?
Much Ado About Nothing.
So here, for your enjoyment, is Will.
Do I start? Okay. This can be no trick. The conference was sadly born. They have the truth of this some hero. They seem to pity the lady. It seems her affections have their full bent. Love me? Why, it must be requited. I hear how I am censored. They say I shall bear myself proudly if I perceive that I have come from her. They say, too, that she would rather die than give any sign of affection. I should never think to marry. I must not seem proud. Happy are they to hear their detractions and can put them to mending. They say the lady is fair. 'Tis a truth I can bear them witness. And virtuous 'tis, so I cannot reprove it. And wise, but for loving me, by my troth, there's no addition to her wit, nor no great argument for her folly, for I will be horribly in love with her. I may chance some odd quirks and remnants of sentences broken upon me, because I have railed so long against marriage, but doth not the appetite alter? A man loves to meet in his youth that he cannot endure in his age. Shall quips and sentences and paper bullets of the brain awe a man away from the career of his humor? No! The world must be peopled! When I said I would die a bachelor, I should never think I'd live till I were married. Here comes Beatrice. By this day she's a fair lady. I do spy some marks of love on her.
Wow, that was pretty amazing, wasn't it? Do any of you have comments on what Will did? I thought the way you emphasized things was really something. Elsa?
Yeah, I think the way he emphasized it, he was like, his mood of his voice just changed so quickly after the pauses. I think it was like a really good monologue.
And what were you going to add, Leo?
So first he sounded like confused, and then he was sad, and then he was mad. Like, he had like all of the emotions in together, and then happy at the end.
That's great feedback. Go ahead.
I really liked how he's like during those emotions, he might shout and then like calm down, and then shout again, and then yeah.
Yeah, that's Daphne, and yeah, you were really in control of everything, using however you wanted people to feel about the character. Anybody else have anything that they wanted to add? Words of encouragement for Will or comments? Okay, thank you for sharing that. That was really well done. We're now going to go to our trio here. In this case, Elsa and Odessa and Daphne, they are all in fourth grade at Environmental Charter School. And I'm going to ask you to put the green microphone in between, because this will work perfectly. You'll all be have a mic evenly between you. And as long as you're sort of aiming towards the mic when you speak, you'll be fine. And since you're right in the middle, Daphne, can you tell me the scene you guys are going to do?
We're going to do Macbeth, and I know Odessa knows a lot more about this, but I'm going to say it's about this guy who, and his wife is like, hey, you should be king, and then his like best friend is king, and then so he needs to kill his best friend, and his wife is like persuading him, like, do it.
Oh, no. Odessa, did you want to add anything?
Yeah.
So it's the scene that we're doing is about Lady Macbeth is having strange hallucinations? Yes. About blood on her hands, and the doctor and gentlewoman are trying to like discover what is happening about it, and then it's just they sort of uncover it in the scene.
Okay, and by the way, if you're listening and if you would like to make any comments or ask any questions, 412-200-5975, you can text us at that number. Are you all ready for your scene? Good to clear your throat ahead of time, yes?
Which mic do I go to?
Oh, I would just make sure you kind of lean up. Why don't you lean up to the red mic?
Okay.
That's probably a better way to do it, and we'll put the green mic back here. We could have had another mic, but I didn't know you were going to be a trio. So you ready to go? Here from representing not only themselves, but Environmental Charter School, are Daphne, Odessa, and Elsa.
Do I start? I have two nights watched thee, but can perceive no truth in your report. When was it she last walked?
Since his majesty went into the field, I have seen her rise from her bed, throw her nightgown upon her, unlock her closet, take forth paper, fold it, write upon't, read it, and afterwards seal it, and again return to bed. Yet all of this while in a most fast sleep.
A great perturbation in nature, to receive at once the benefit of sleep and do the effects of watching, in the slumbery agitation. Besides her walking and other actual performances, what, at any time, have you heard her say?
That, sir, which I will not report after her.
You may to me, and 'tis most meet you should.
Neither to you nor anyone, having no witness to confirm my speech. Lo you, here she comes. This is her very guise, and upon my life, fast asleep. Observe her, stand close.
How came she by that light?
Why, it stood by her. She has light by her continually. 'Tis her command.
You see, her eyes are open.
Aye, but their sense is shut.
What is it she does now? Look how she rubs her hands.
It is an accustomed action with her, to seem thus washing her hands. I have known it to continue in this a quarter of an hour.
Yet here's a spot.
Hark, she speaks. I will set down what comes from her, to satisfy my remembrance the more strongly.
Out, damned spot, out! 1, 2, why? Then 'tis time to daunt. Hell is murky. Fie, my lord, fie. A soldier in a field? What need we fear who knows it when none can call our power to account? Yet who would have thought the old man to have had so much blood in him?
What to sigh is there? The heart is sorely charged.
The Lord of Fife had a wife. Where is she now? Will these hands need to be clean? No more of that, my lord. No more of that. You mar with all this starting.
Is that where you end?
Or no, I forgot. I haven't memorized my lines.
That's okay. Can anybody help? What was the line you just said?
The Dane of Fife had a wife. Where is she now? Will your hands never be clean?
I feel like...
I think it's... she spoke like... What is it? Like heaven?
Isn't that your line?
You could pick up with your line.
I honestly don't.
What you've done is really, I mean, you did a pretty long scene already, but that was kind of amazing. If it pops into your head, that's fine. But if it doesn't, this is what live theater is all about. It's going to happen sometime. This is from Macbeth.
Macbeth, yeah.
Can I ask a question of all of you? So you're all about the same age, right?
Yeah.
Yet you all sounded so different when you played in your roles. How do you do that? You really each sounded like somebody of a different age or even a different background.
In the scene, the doctor is kind of like supposed to be angry, and the gentlewoman, me, is like kind of supposed to be like, because the doctor's angry because the gentlewoman isn't saying anything to him. So I don't know. That probably like makes it sound more like.
Yeah, you were really into your characters. We're going to get Odessa some feedback from her too.
It's kind of seeing the emotion of your character, knowing your character, and then trying to match the emotion in whatever else you think they would sound like.
That makes sense. What about for you, Daphne? I noticed as you were acting, which is what you're doing, it was like you became a completely different person. Tell me how you do that.
Personally, whenever I think of a doctor, and actually I think in this play, I'm a boy, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. So I just think about, okay, so I'm this grumpy guy who's acting like a pro, but he's also like super mad. Like, what the heck? Why she's not telling me anything? She's like, why? I want to punch her in the face.
Yeah, frustration ensuing. You did a great job, and it can be tough to do a scene with other people, too. Sometimes I think it's harder than doing one alone because you need to interact and make sure that everybody hears one another. You were terrific. Let me ask Will and Leo, do you have any comments for our trio here? We're going to have some from Will. Go ahead, Will.
So I like how you still did some of the movements from your act while you, like, said the lines. So, yeah.
So they were moving, even though they're not being seen, they were still moving their hands and their bodies. Anything I've always wanted to say this. Leo, anything for the trio?
It was good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Good, yeah.
Thank you. Leo's ready to do his now. Do you want to set this up and tell us what you'll be sharing?
Yeah. So England is going to war with France, and they're about to go to this big war. It's called the War of Crispian. Yeah, I think so. And all of his men, and France is outnumbering England to like 10 to 1, and his men, King Henry's men, are like super afraid. Like, we're going to die. This is no, like, we might as well just kill ourselves. And so he's like trying to give them spirit and like say, we got this, people. This is King Henry V, Act 4, Scene 3. What's he that wishes so? My cousin Westmoreland? No, my fair cousin. If we are mocked to die, we are now to do our country loss. And if to live, the fewer men, the greater share of honor. God's will, I pray thee wish not one man more. By Jove, I am not covetous for gold, nor care I who doth feed upon my cost. It yearns me not if men my garments wear. Such outward things dwell not in my desires, but if it be a sin to covet honor, I am the most offending soul alive. No, faith, my cuz, wish not a man from England. God's peace I would not lose for great an honor. As one man more methinks would share for me, and for the best hope I have, oh, do not wish one more. Rather proclaim it, Westmoreland, through my host, that he which hath no stomach to this fight, let him depart. His passport shall be made, and crowns a convoy put into his purse. We would not die in that man's company, that fears his fellowship to die with us. This day is called the Feast of Crispian. He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand a tiptoe when this day is named, and rouse him at the name of Crispian. He that shall see this day and of old age will yearly at the vigil feast his neighbors, and say, tomorrow is St. Crispian. Then will he strip his sleeve and show his scars, and say, these wounds I had on St. Crispian's day. Old men forget, yet all shall be forgot, but he'll remember with advantages what feats he did that day. Then shall our names, familiar in his mouth as household words, Harry the King, Bedford, Exeter, Warwick, Talbot, Salisbury, and Gloucester, be in their flying cups freshly remembered. This story shall the good man teach his son, and Crispian shall ne'er go by, from this day to the ending of the world. But we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, free today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he near so vile, this day so gentle his condition, and gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves cursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap while anyone speaks that falleth us on St. Crispian's day.
Yeah, that's it. Wow, that was amazing. Any comments for Will's performance? Go ahead.
I think he was, like, he was so exaggerating. Like, I love how it, like, it was, like, I think how he was actually yelling, and, like, it went along with the feeling and the motions and, like, of the monologue, and I think it worked out really well in the end.
Thanks, Elsa. What about you, Will? Any comments for Leo?
So I liked how you showed the energy, and I liked how you were not afraid to, like, really raise your voice, which, like, is sometimes very hard to do when you're, like, in front of people. So that's, like, Yeah. Good job.
Good observation. Let's see, Daphne?
Connecting to Will, I noticed that it's kind of a problem that, like, a lot of people have. You're going to be standing on a stage in front of this whole audience, and they keep telling us, project your voice. And so I think it's really nice how he's been, like, actually projecting.
Yeah, you sure did. And Odessa, did you want to add anything? Well, I want to add this. Thank you to all of you. Congratulations on your awards. And you can learn more about the Pittsburgh Public Theater Shakespeare Monologue and Scene Contest at ppt.org. Did anybody want to say anything that they maybe meant to say in terms of thanking anybody or saying anything about the experience?
Well, I just wanted to say special thanks to my mom and my dad and my brother, who's, yeah, probably just sitting there.
And what's his name?
His name's Julian, and I'm really glad he's here.
I see him there. Is he wearing a pirate cap? There he is. That was Elsa who said that. And I see that Odessa has something to say, too.
I just want to say thank you to the viewer who was watching this, because I was very doubtful that people were actually going to watch this.
They are. There's lots of people all over. And here's, I'm sorry you were doubtful, though. Leo.
I'm thankful for my brother. He helped me a lot with this, like, repetition, I guess.
What's his name?
Jordan.
How old is he?
He is 7 years old.
Hello, Jordan. Is he here? I don't see him.
Yeah, right.
Oh, nice. And anybody else want to add anything they may have missed? Go ahead. Here's Daphne.
I want to say thanks to literally everybody in the Shakespeare competition, because I think we're all going to do great in this, and we're all going to win this.
Excellent. And Will is going to add.
I would like to give a special thanks to my mom, my dad, my sister, Tim McGeever, and Jamie from Pittsburgh Public Theater.
How nice. Thanks to all of you for being here today. Will, Leo, Elsa, Odessa, and Daphne. And we are going to keep an eye out for all of you on the stage. Learn more at ppt.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday Mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
So, 'cause the
You are listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. Sierra Hull just did a tune called Best Buy from her 2011 album called Daybreak.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
We are excited to debut a brand new website. It's the first overhaul to our website in quite some time. Monday is the day. You can observe it and watch it come to life along with us at slbradio.org. It's a work in progress, but it's good enough to show you, and more than good enough, in fact. We've worked hard to make it easier to learn about our programs and follow them, and to listen back to past features, too. Monday, slbradio.org. Now, it's our pleasure to introduce you to three high school seniors. They are all part of Junior Achievement's 18 Under 18 program for Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania. I'm simply going to ask each of them to introduce themselves, perhaps let us know where you go to school, any interests, or anybody you'd like to say hello to, however makes sense. And I'm going to start with Alakia.
Hi, my name is Alakia Borgata. I am a senior in South Bend High School, and I want to just say hi to my mom and my dad. And I'm super excited to be here, and I want to thank 18 Under 18 and Junior Achievement for providing us this great opportunity.
Hello, my name is Cassidy Griffith. I'm a senior at Peters Township High School. I'd like to thank my family at home and my brother who's at college right now, along with my physics teacher, Mrs. Neff. She's been truly an inspiration. I'd also like to thank Junior Achievement for this opportunity, and I'm just excited to be here today.
I'm Elena Barlock, and I'm a senior at Bishop Canavan High School, and I would also like to thank 18 Under 18 and my mom and dad for being here, and I know my aunt and grandma are watching at home.
Now, each of you has been recognized for your accomplishments, and this is fun because I don't know what your accomplishments are deliberately. I would rather learn about them this morning as our audience does too. I know in some cases it might be one thing, or it might be a combination of things. Could be something entrepreneurial. Who knows? Who would like to go first to tell me a bit about your recognition for 18 Under 18? Cassidy, do you want to start?
Sure. I can go first. So kind of throughout the past couple years, I've been doing research about CRISPR gene editing and its relation in treating sickle cell disease. I went to two different summer programs where I was able to look into this, the University of Pittsburgh Health Career Scholars Academy and the Pennsylvania Governor School of the Sciences. So I've kind of been looking into that for the past couple years. It was just actually approved by the FDA, which is really cool to kind of learn about. The other thing that I'm really involved in is Interact. I'm working with the district board that I'm on to plan a poverty simulation for it, which is kind of when you're just live role-playing of what it's like to be at the poverty line. And it really just creates a better sense of empathy in people. So that's coming up in March, and I've been planning that for over a year now. So that's definitely really exciting.
Wow. And will that be for students in your school or community members at large?
So that's for Interact members across Western Pennsylvania. We have a district conference every year where everyone kind of meets. So this is kind of in addition to that. So there's normally about 20 or 30 different schools represented.
That's really exciting. I would love to talk with students after they've gone through that experience to have them as guests in a segment like this, because I'd be curious what observations they might have. You mentioned it, CRISPR, is that C-R-I-S-P-R?
Yeah.
And it's gene splicing. And I know the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center Academy might be doing some work there too, but you had two different experiences. Will you be continuing to sort of follow this kind of biomedical research? Are you thinking that's what you might like to do career-wise?
Yes, definitely. I'd like to go into biomedical engineering and kind of more of the bioengineering side with the gene editing part in college. So that's kind of my future plans.
That's amazing. Do you know where you graduate this year? Have you made a choice for what you're going to do after graduation?
Not quite. I'm still waiting to hear back from a couple colleges, but I'll know in April. But I'm very excited just to see what my options are and kind of go where it leads me.
Excellent. Elena or Laikia, do you have any questions you'd like to ask of Cassidy based on what she just shared?
I have a quick question. How did you get interested in gene editing and CRISPR?
So kind of whenever I was in ninth grade, I kind of learned about sickle cell disease in my biology class. I didn't really know about it, and we didn't talk a great deal about it, mostly just about the genetic component of it. But after looking into it a little bit more and realizing how the disease affects people, I was kind of interested in what they're doing to kind of treat it. They were kind of doing different things like stem cell treatments and different things, but CRISPR is really the new technology, so that's kind of what led me into researching that.
Excellent question. And there have been some major breakthroughs with sickle cell. I know I read about one a few months ago, so you might be involved in actually eliminating or helping people have a better time of treatment in your time. That's amazing, your interest in that.
Thank you.
Now, why don't we go next to Elena, who I must say, it's radio, so I need to tell you, Elena has a Miss Teen PA International sash on. And tell me about that. I don't know if that's, I suspect your 18 under 18 honors goes beyond the sash, but tell us a little bit about your life and your honors.
Yes. So I am Miss Teen International. I was previously Miss Teen Pennsylvania International.
Oh, you are now international for the whole world.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm honored.
Yes, thank you. Yes, so it definitely is not just the sash. So International Pageant is a platform-based pageant. It's not just a beauty pageant. You have to have your own personal platform. And my platform that I was very passionate about is about spreading anti-bullying awareness, because I was bullied for many years in middle school. So I wanted to find a way to really use my voice. And in doing that, I've been able to reach over 15,000 students within the Pennsylvania area.
Wow.
Yes. And I've been to several schools to spread my message and present to them my opinions on anti-bullying awareness and how we can overcome things ourselves and lift each other up through kindness. And I've also created a club at my school called the Spark Club, and it stands for Spreading Positivity and Reinforcing Kindness. And it kind of goes hand in hand with with my work for anti-bullying that I've been able to create a website and blog with as well.
It takes a lot of courage to decide to take a negative experience. A lot of people would rather just forget the bullying experiences they may have had in middle school or at other times of their life and kind of move on, or perhaps just wallow in it. You made a decision to address it head on. Do you remember how you arrived at that decision?
Yes, I really think that it was through COVID, having that time to reflect on who I was. I realized that I was going to start a brand new school for high school. I wanted to just have a fresh start and not let what had happened to me take over me as a person. And I really just wanted to allow myself to not dwell over the past and start a new beginning. And I think that's something that I really wanted to share with other young girls as well, because a lot of times when we go through these things, we're always wondering what's wrong with us personally and what we're doing wrong, when really it's all about just being ourselves in the end and what makes us happy.
Have any bullies or former bullies reached out to you to talk about their lives, maybe why they became bullies and perhaps wanted to join in your efforts?
Yes, I haven't spoken to previous bullies, yeah, as you say, but there are some people that have reached out to me that have been bullied, and it's, I feel as though many people that do bully are a bit similar in a way, and my advice to those who have been bullied is just, you never know what those who are going after you are going through. You really don't. So it's all about the way that you go after it. And it's not about going after your bully. It's about going after your path and your future.
That's good advice, too. Either of you have any questions that you'd like to add, either Cassidy or Alekia?
So I would say, like, what kind of advice would you give someone who's being bullied or kind of was in your shoes kind of previously?
Yes. My advice would be to not let it affect you as much as you initially would think that it would. I thought that I was always going to feel the way that I felt, and there was never going to be a light at the end of the tunnel with friends and meeting new people, but there is always going to be a path, and it's all about doing the things that you love, surrounding yourself with people who love you, and just doing the things that genuinely make you happy, because there's nothing more important than your mental well-being, and there's always going to be that light at the end of the tunnel. You just have to strive and go after that.
Did you have a question? You're good.
No. I might just say that was wonderful, and that was really heart-touching.
Thank you.
I think a lot of people think about boys bullying, not girls. And with boys bullying, they think of fighting. And a couple things. First of all, words are a big part of bullying. And girls are hardly immune. In fact, based on at least my recent experiences with schools I'm very closely involved with, I sometimes think the problem with girls is worse. How do you feel about that?
Yes, girls can be so brutal to one another, and that was a part of my struggle. It happened in person in school, it was through social media, and a lot of it is through social media. I even dealt with it a little bit my junior year last year through social media, where I was called names over the phone and was constantly texted, and they called me names. I think it's just used as a source of, it's like a hiding place, and people would rather just show their true colors over the phone than in person. And I think it shows a lot about who somebody is if they're so brave to do something over the phone and not actually in person.
Well, I really admire you for the work that you're doing. Do you have any plans for after high school?
Yes, I plan to go to college. I'm really interested in the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I want to study business management there and maybe dip my toes into fashion marketing as well. I would like to own my own business one day.
Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing your story as well as your plans. Now we go to Alekia, and it's your turn. You know what to do. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your plan.
Yeah, of course. So I personally received the 18 Under 18 Recipient Award for my work with Women Welfare. So I am a founder and the president of a nonprofit organization, a 501(c)(3). And this organization is called Women Welfare, and it works internationally. So this organization is specifically dedicated to uplifting women who from underprivileged communities by providing them resources in education and healthcare. Some of the programs that we've done in the past was distribute sanitary supplies and also host sponsorship programs so that girls can go to school and get the education that they deserve. Also, one of the major things that we also do is imparting crucial lessons on healthcare and hygiene, which is really crucial, especially in underprivileged areas because of period poverty. And we want to instill in these girls that they can be whatever they put their minds to and empower them. And another aspect of my application to 1818 was community service. So I'm also a certified EMT, and I'm state and nationally certified, and I was able to help several people through this avenue. And so I just want to continue doing this in the future as well.
That's terrific. Could you please tell me the name of your nonprofit again?
It's called Women Welfare.
Women Welfare. .org, I'm guessing,
yes.
Is a nonprofit. And it's you're focusing on some very basic physical needs, but also trying to help change the mindset that people in other countries might have about how appropriate it is for girls to continue school and to receive higher education and to do certain kinds of jobs. What inspired you to focus energy in this area?
Yeah, specifically, I go to India multiple times. And one time when I went there, there was this one incident when I was at an orphanage because of I was distributing food there for a family tradition. And when we were distributing food there, I just saw a girl my age slip away. And she goes to this cupboard and pulls out this shaggy piece of cloth. And I was really young at that time, and I didn't understand what it was. But a few months afterwards, I understood that that piece of cloth, which looked really dirty, was actually the sanitary napkin that she was going to use. And that really showed, that really opened my eyes to the dire circumstances that some women and girls face in the world, and really opened my eyes that I need to be there in the front end doing something to change this. And so I thought about Women Welfare, an organization to help these women understand, or help these girls and women understand the importance of hygiene, proper hygiene, as well as giving them sanitary supplies and promoting health care.
And your interest in health care also it connects to your interest in becoming an EMT. Now, you're among the younger EMTs, I'm sure. What prompted you to move in that direction? And here you're working with your local community as an EMT.
Yeah, so I've always been interested in being hands-on with whatever I do, being there to help anybody that comes my way. And one of the person of when I volunteer at different organizations like McGee Women's Hospital, I've talked to countless individuals who are in such healthcare needs, and I wanted to make a more direct impact on my local community. And I really thought that healthcare, because of my interest in women welfare, I wanted to do that in my local community. And through being an EMT, I was able to really do that, being hands-on with my community and really helping them with their healthcare needs and addressing the broader healthcare concerns in our in Pittsburgh.
Wow, what a great, all three of you are doing amazing things. Elena, Cassidy, any questions you might want to ask of Alekia? Just want to be sure I give you the chance.
What really got you interested in healthcare, and what do you plan on doing in the future with it?
So healthcare has always been something that's really important to me. I mean, I was always like really interested. Like, I know Cassidy talked about how she was interested about sickle cell in ninth grade. I had similar classes, and I really loved biology in ninth grade and going into science classes throughout my high school. And I really want to take this passion into the future to become a doctor, and being a physician and being able to help communities just as I do as an EMT. And I really think that healthcare truly has a
healthcare really can, providing healthcare can truly make a difference in someone's life, and I truly believe in that.
How did you become a 501c3? That's not an easy thing to do. Did you have any help?
Yes, I would give my dedication for this organization really to my mother, who was the strongest force, who was my supporting cheerleader throughout this entire process. She was the one who got me to the right persons to get these contacts, or give me the right contacts to get this started, as well as getting it certified and becoming a 501c3. Truly, she is a true inspiration, and I'm forever grateful for her.
So womanwelfare.org is how you can get to it. Each of you, oh, do you know where you're going to go to school?
No, I'm still applying.
Okay. I can imagine. Each of you has done something very different and very remarkable. Anti-bullying in the case of Elena and promotion of kindness. Cassidy, the work you're doing to fight sickle cell and medical research in general. And as you just heard Alakia talk about the work you're doing to promote healthcare in under-resourced areas, particularly for women, I really salute each of you. Does anybody else want to say anything that you might not have had a chance to say while we have a few more moments? Well, great. Thank you, all of you, very much for being here. Keep us posted about all of your work, and we will do our best to let our listeners know. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport. Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 641-793-5122 and slbradio.org/radio. Coming up in our next hour, I'm so happy they're here, the Turpentiners live. Stick around.
When it's time to hit the hay, at the end of the day, you'll hear your neighbors all say, it's bedtime in Boogie Town.
One, two, three.
Fuss or fight with the coming of the
baby on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall. And out will swing Boogie Town, cradle and knock, as I said, bedtime in Boogie Town. It's a swinging little burg. Oh, haven't you heard about bedtime in
from the Rowe Family Singers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That album just got into our library yesterday. It's called Sisters and Brothers, and Bedtime in Boogie Town, the name of the song. Bob in Washington, thank you for the kind words about the segment that we just broadcast is part of our Youth Express segment. I wasn't going to tell you about this today, but our 24/7 Youth Express audio stream will be also undergoing some freshening up soon. So we have our new website debuting Monday at slbradio.org. We're looking forward to your feedback and your patience. I'm sure we'll be working a few kinks out of it after it debuts, but we are very excited. It's going to be faster. It will look good on any device that you use. It will be more comprehensive, and it's going to be much easier to find audio from our vast library of past recordings and past radio programs. It all starts Monday at slbradio.org.